Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I don't know how I'm going to do this episode.
Jordan is currently lying on a tartan sofa. We are backstage in Edinburgh. Although Jordan is lying prostrate on said tartan sofa.
Hello and welcome to Help, I Sexted My Boss. How am I going to get on stage in it? We're on stage in an hour.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm really worried.
The podcast where...
It's fine, because I'll carry you as normal anyway, so it doesn't matter.
The podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life. Aiming to answer 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, how do you cope with a needy, tired co-presenter? Is that aimed at me?
Shoot him.
And what do you do if you're doing a sound check and say, hello Glasgow, on stage, when you're actually in Edinburgh?
Thankfully, the sound technicians found it funny.
Yeah, I hope that doesn't happen tonight. And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, Mr. William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more... Wait, it's a referendum. You're more... Mate, the ref is dumb. I know, that's terrible.
That's absolutely bloody awful.
I thought we're in Scotland. That's all they're talking about at the moment, is the second referendum. Make a referendum joke. The only thing I could think that sort of vaguely went is, wait, the ref is dumb.
You could have said, I'm more top-level surgeon, you're more Nicola Sturgeon.
Yeah, that was an option.
I'm going to level with you, Gene Devers. This could potentially be one of the worst episodes of Help, I Sexted My Boss we've ever put out. But please do stick with us. You're only as good as your last episode. We know that. We'd never...
Yeah, but let's not hope this is our last episode.
We never take you guys for granted. And I don't think we relax on our morals. We don't take media...
We don't relax on our morals, did
laurels,
you say?
Is it?
Yes.
Should we... let's have a drink.
Let's toast. Can we do a threesome of a toast? I would like to toast Birmingham, Manchester, and Edinburgh. We haven't done Edinburgh yet. Let's pretend we've had a good show for three very good shows.
To Birmingham, Manchester, and Edinburgh.
Oh. It's just like being in the studio at home.
Quieter. As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you get in touch. You can send your antidotes of oppression to help us sex to... Whoa.
Don't worry. You're tired.
Not today. I'm not tired. I'm just really full and bloated and got indigestion. I had a friend that died of indigestion.
Is this going into a punchline?
No, I did. Should have saved this for joke of the week. I did. Don't laugh. That's why I always take indigestion seriously. I had a mate that died of it. Can't believe Gavi's scum. You can send your antidotes or however you bloody say it of oppression to help at sextedmyboss.com. Or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram at sextedmyboss. Or you can write to William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply that will be on his own letterhead paper. And the address for that as well is on the website sextedmyboss.com. William, tell everybody about some of the highlights from your weekend.
Well, one of the highlights for me was during our Birmingham show, and someone wrote on the question card in the interval that we go through in the second half. One of the cards was they were asking their very good friend Tom if, or they were asking us to ask their very good friend Tom, if Tom would like to be godfather to the baby that was is due very shortly.
Oh,
she was
yes.
very Oliver and Oliver's partner, who I'm so sorry, your name has escaped me, but you asked us to ask your friend Tom, and we did, and it was a very tender moment.
It was, yeah.
In amongst
really
the
lovely.
Smut.
Of all the smut and conundrums we get on the live shows, somebody said, our friend's here because you're asking him if he'll be godfather to our unborn child. It's a really lovely moment. I've had some great questions, actually. You were really impressed with the champagne flutes one yesterday, wasn't you?
Yes, we were in Salford, and someone wrote in a question about, basically, in effect, what is the difference between a champagne flute and a champagne coupe, saucer? Obviously, it's a, you know, they lived in Wilmslow, probably. They were interested. I did a lovely, or started to do a lovely history of the champagne glass going back to the 1700s. I'm trying to sort of again raise the tone just for just a moment. Meanwhile, to my right, Jordan's sniggering, corpsing, upstaging me in the figurative and literal sense of the word. He's laughing because he's read a question that's, well, it was depraved.
It was an absolutely brilliant question. It really, really tickled me. So it couldn't have come at a better time.
Well, it could have done.
A serious one, and then I got one that was slightly concerning, but also very, very funny. Sorry, William's just yawning there.
I just looked at Ben.
What's the etiquette for yawning on a podcast?
Well, Jack's going to cut that.
No, he's not.
If Jack knows what side his bread's buttered.
No, Jack don't. That's funny. What's the etiquette for yawning during a podcast?
Well, it's probably slightly preferable to yawn during a podcast than lie on a sofa.
I've got indigestion. I'm in my 30s. It's what happens. Two-day hangovers and indigestions.
Indigestions. But that's it. Look. He's now changed positions on the sofa.
Yeah, I've gone to the... Yeah.
The other thing that we need to just flag is that, you know, we're very fortunate travelling the country and meeting lots of you, whether we meet you after the shows, during the shows, or even when we're about, we've got to Manchester, we had a bit of time, you and I went off and had a lovely coffee.
It's so sweet.
In Ancoats. It was really nice. And we're sitting there and a couple of people come up to us. They just happened to be walking past. They were coming to the show that evening. Another person actually pulled up his car onto the other side of the street to come over to say hello. He wasn't coming to the show, but it's fine.
Still a big June diva.
Still a big June diva. And you know that it could, that sort of thing could go to our head. Cut to a few hours later in the Lowry, we're about to go on stage, and the staff of the Lowry buzz over the tannoy. Could the cast of Sorry, I Texted My Boss come to the stage? Back down to earth. But there we go.
There you go. There you go. Right, I'm sitting up. This is.
Should we redo the logo for this episode? Sorry, I Texted My Boss.
Yeah, that's a good shout. Also in the Lowry yesterday, we might have had a bit of an hour. We like to keep you up to date, and we like to give you a peek behind the curtain when we're on tour. There might have been a bit of a...
Recollections may vary on this, because I just think
complacency is a very, very dangerous slippery slope.
And we weren't being complacent!
During rehearsals yesterday, Gene Davis, there was a bit of the show that I just wanted to work on, just wanted to go over, and Ben and William...
And Stuart
had other ideas and wanted to get going. Just felt like we might be getting a bit complacent. Whose coat is that jacket? I said I wanted to stay behind. I did. I said I'll stay behind, and if you want to practice that bit, I didn't want to practice it. I just wanted to go over a bit that we were going to talk, something that we were going to talk about in the show. And I might have said during the heat of the moment, what did I say?
You were like, I don't think we should settle for mediocrity.
I might have said I don't think we should settle for mediocrity. People pay good money to come and see us. We do. If you're listening now and we're in your local city soon, come and see us, because we like to think we've put on a good show.
We were going to do that anyway.
We might have had a bit of a lover's tiff, but we're all friends now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
However, we have also learned that our esteemed producer, Benedict, he of the Cartwrights, with your jingle from Rock FM...
Somebody sang the Buy a Bike jingle. Yes. Salford. In fact, half the audience started singing it, didn't they?
Yeah, and...
Buy a bike.
Okay.
Buy a bike. Get down to Charnock, Richard Cycles.
So Ben, for weeks, for however long that we have been doing that...
was going...
has been thinking it was...
Buy a bike. Buy a bike. Get down to Charnock, Richard Cycles. Ben thought it was...
John at Richard Cycles.
John at Richard Cycles.
There's only one person at Richard Cycles that's worth bothering with. Don't talk to Tara. Bypass Steve. Just go to John at Richard Cycles.
John at Richard Cycles. But, yeah, look, we're having fun so far. We are currently backstage in Edinburgh, about to go on in and out. Well, doors are opening in an hour.
Mm.
We've just had a massive curry.
Yeah, you might have mentioned that.
I am having a healthy week this week.
We've had a massive...
I'm not even going to look at any bread. I'm not having any more Kinder Buenos.
Something we discovered at breakfast this morning that you were astonished about, well, I don't think is that astonishing, is that we don't have bread in the house.
Yeah, William and Mikey don't have bread in the house. We were having breakfast with them before. I was chatting away and Mikey was like, no, we don't have bread in the house. A moment on your lips, forever on your hips, Jordan. We don't have bread in the house. And that's made me feel bad because... like, it's well known I love bread, so I'm going to... I just think life's too... If I get rid of something, I crave it more than I binge it.
Mikey...
Do you not like bread?
I love bread, but at home, don't ever... Why? ever need it.
What if you need a snack? What do you have?
I don't... Some cheese and biscuits, sometimes. Mm.
See, I have Revitas. We... What? What?
You've got the diet of your mother.
I have Revitas and hummus. And sometimes I'll put a bit of peanut butter on my feet and extra.
As well as hummus?
No.
No, thank God.
When I get home from work, I need a little snack before my tea.
Mm. Talking of peanut butter, shout out to Freya, who completely, because we mentioned that the place where we normally record does fantastic peanut butter brownies.
Oh.
Freya works in the building, and just by us saying they do fantastic peanut butter brownies, she's worked out that we work in the same building.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Freya Jean Diva?
Well, yes. Shouldn't hear by osmosis.
Who? Who are you on about?
She's a Jean Diva that she has written in.
I'm too curried up for this.
Jordan also, if radio DJing fails, Jordan's also going to work as the meter and greeter at the Curry House in Edinburgh.
Oh, God.
For context, Jordan had gone to the loo, which was at the... downstairs at the front of the restaurant.
So I was walking to the gentleman's toilets, and as I was going downstairs to the toilets, a couple walked into the front door and they went, oh! And I said, oh, hi! They'd obviously recognised me. So it was a bit awkward, and we're both just standing there, and I was like, you're going to ask for a picture? Are you going to say? And I just said, oh, are you coming to see the show tonight? And they both looked at each other, and then they looked at me, and she went, oh no, can we just have a table for two, please? And I was in all black like the rest of the staff that worked there. And she thought I worked there.
Yeah.
I thought she'd recognised us.
Again.
From the world famous Help I Sexed in My Bath. And I went, oh, I'm really sorry. No, I don't work here. I'm a customer myself. And walked off to the toilet. And I come back and I was like,
guys, we need to drink up. We need to leave. Like, we need to leave. And then she waved at you, didn't
she? She waved at me. It's like, it's fine. So yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's something that brought you back down to earth.
Yeah. On that note, we should probably go to...
Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
If you like a chap who's cheeky and northern, you're in for a treat with our Jordan. And if a giggle is what you seek, you're sure to love Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week.
I keep getting cold calls from funeral directors. Keep getting ringing, leaving messages, emailing me. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome back, Gene Divas. Thanks for sticking with us. We are currently recording the podcast live backstage on tour. We're in Edinburgh. We're about to go on stage in a couple of hours. And Jordan's Jelly Joke of the Week this week is, I keep getting cold calls and emails and junk mail from loads of funeral directors asking what coffin and casket I need and if I want a wood one or a wicker one. I thought, this is the last thing I need.
Tell me you're going to do better jokes on stage tonight.
I don't know. Do you know any other ones? Bill and Ben in a pub. Bill says to Ben,
How many of you had?
Ben says, go on, Bill, you're pissed.
You've done this.
Have I?
Yes, that's why I know the punchline.
Okay, shall we go to the listeners' questions with a bit of a twist today?
Yes, these are some questions that we've had from the last couple of shows for Help I Sexed My Boss, Lads on Tour.
Just to let you know, we had to take a bit of a break there because the curry was so good. William's just been for a massive shit.
Recollections may vary.
I also went for a wee during that break and it was quiet and I was like, William, are you in here? He went, yes!
This is slander.
I'll be out in a minute! As you can hear the thing going.
Lavatory.
I've never expected him to say this anyway.
I didn't say anything!
He went, one could shit through the eye of a needle!
You are... disgusting.
I went, William, come on, have some grace and decorum. Don't be. He went, I've got an arse like the top of a brown sauce bottle.
Shall I just go to the questions? Dear William and Jordan, my boyfriend's mum will not stop buying us Dachshund memorabilia. My boyfriend loves sausage dogs, and don't get me wrong, I find them very cute. But our house is filled from head to toe with sausage dog statues, cushions, magnets, and other random accessories we have no use for. He has politely asked her to stop, yet the gifts keep coming. Please help.
It's one of them where when your family get you ornaments or something, like for Christmas or your birthday, and if you don't like it, you put it away. And then when they come round, you just get it out or hang it up. You
know, like, do you do that with my book?
Pardon?
Do you do that with my book?
No, I've genuinely got your book on display. Only because I'm on the back of it. But, so you're probably going to have to do that, but that sounds like a lot of sausage dog memorabilia, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it does. I would go along the space route, and I think you go... we've run out of space. If you give us any more, we're going to have to get rid of some of the other stuff. I would go for that.
That's good advice.
Go for practicality. It does actually also genuinely sound like you have run out of space as well, so I don't think that's a stretch. And obviously, if you live in a palace...
Or just if your family just say, look, we don't need any more sausage dog memorabilia.
No.
There's one thing you can always be honest with your family. You can.
Yeah.
Like with colleagues and mates and stuff. Like if your brothers or your sister's doing your wedding, you're like, right, you're doing my wedding. Right, stop buying me sausage dog memorabilia.
Dear PB, Jordan and William. Completely the wrong way around. My friends and I are trying to start our own podcast, but have noticed one of us isn't funny. Like Tumbleweed not funny. How do we tell him he needs to be funnier without offending him?
Okay, I remember giving this advice on the night, and I remember saying, and I still stick by it, if you notice they're not funny, just do what we did and make them a producer.
Yes.
Yeah.
You tell them it's an on-air role, but you don't give them a microphone.
Yeah. If somebody's not funny on the mic, make them a producer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And just pray to God that one of you doesn't go into a reality competition.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because then the producer becomes the presenter.
Right, I'm with you, yeah.
I mean, I know it was tough in that castle for 3 weeks, but you want to be in my shoes for those 3 weeks.
Can I just say, we checked into the hotel before in Edinburgh, and the lady behind the counter said that we've got an upgrade. One of the rooms had been upgraded. Thinking, okay, well, me or William are going to have to argue this out. No, Ben took it.
Can I actually say, you actually misheard what she actually said.
What did she say?
Two of the rooms have been upgraded.
Is yours been upgraded as well?
Not to as high up as his.
Oh, you shithouses. You can't swing a bloody cat in mine.
Yes, and then we were trying to hand you an upgraded room key, and you went, no, that's got my name on it.
I thought she'd seen my name and give me the upgrade.
I have a feeling she had no idea who you were. She was a normal human being with educated viewing habits.
That's like doing a normal room, eh? No, it's a nice hotel, though. But yeah, so you've got an upgraded one. At least you didn't send a video and put it in the WhatsApp group. How tacky, how common.
Yeah, I know. There's a little tour. Bless him. Here is that question that I referred to earlier. What is the etiquette regarding the serving of champagne in a flute as opposed to a saucer? They also put, and I didn't read this out on the show, that they love my weekly quizzes on Instagram.
I love your weekly quizzes.
Thank you.
So, it's the saucers for champagne.
Well, they're both. So historically, and this is what I was trying to do yesterday, and I'm pleased you don't have any questions in front of you. Historically, champagne was served in the champagne sauces, the champagne coupes, as they're sometimes
called. Is that the ones that they have in the Great Gatsby?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, and they come in and out of fashion. Oh. And they are wider...
Sorry, that's just Stu, our exec, coming in there. All right, lads, carry on. I've never done an impression.
Strong.
Strong. I've got my shorts on today, I have. Just done a sound check, it's strong, it's cracking. Which coat is that jacket?
Why is Stuart holding a P45 in his hand?
I've parked the van up. It makes me very butch when I park that van, I'm not going to lie. I feel very butch when I park that van. He just give us the fingers. Not tonight, lads. Anyway, go on.
So, champagne saucers or champagne coupes, wide, shallow, they make the champagne go flat very quickly. And so, flat champagne is not very nice,
horrible,
to be honest, yeah. So, thus, in the late 17th...
That's awful. Who am I? I do have to check myself. Sorry to interrupt again. I used to hate champagne up until
recently. Yes. Yeah,
and I'm not even going to say it. But I used to hate champagne because every time I had champagne, it was always... warm and in those plastic glasses, and
yeah, well, no wonder.
And cheap, you know, like when you go to like a party at work or something, it's always horrible. But let me tell you, if you get a proper ice cold, nice, who do you know what? I'm even going to stop myself there because I feel sick even saying it.
So, back to glasses. So, thus, in the late 1700s, the champagne flute was invented to funnel the bubbles and to keep the fizz, which is why if you can apply that theory to everyday drinks such as gin and tonics, lemonade, Coca-Cola, any fizzy drink will work better in a taller glass than a shorter glass. So if you've got two types of tumblers, you've got a tall highball tumbler and a lowball rocks glass type of thing, put all your fizzes in a tall glass, put all your non-fizzes in a shorter glass.
Okay.
Is my top tip.
You are, I know we take the mic out, but it is all very interesting. It is.
Thank you. Supposedly, the champagne coupe saucers were in the 1700s modelled on Madame Pompadour's breasts, hence the shape.
She in Downton Abbey?
No, she was a French aristocrat. I mean, I don't think the champagne flutes might have been modelled on Mr. Pompadour.
Did you just try to hold a burp in then?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, it was a comedy pause.
Oh, you went. I thought he was trying to hold a burp in.
Possibly, I don't know, actually, I can't really remember.
Christ,
having an existential crisis. My boyfriend's nan keeps calling me by his ex-wife's name. They are divorced and have separated for over 2 years and never had children together, so there are no ties left. How do I politely tell her or correct her without being rude or giving her a heart attack? She's 89, so let's not risk it.
It's one or two ways. By the way, just to reset, these are the questions that we've had over the weekend on tour, some of our favourite ones. I mean, there's a lot cruder ones, but we really can't read them out for the episode. You'll have to come to the live tour. Also, if you are coming to the live tour, we probably should put a warning. We hope you're not easily offended.
No.
If you're coming with like your grandma who's a bit...
If your grandmother's like my grandmother versus Jordan's grandmother, who for her 70th went to Magaluf.
Excuse me, don't bring Glenys into this.
No, but come on.
Right, I'm saying
that's an open-minded grandmother.
If you've got someone that's a bit...
Benidorm, sorry.
Not squeamish, what's the word? Prudish.
Yes.
Probably best not coming to show. My advice for this one or two ways, it's Nan, Grandma, stop calling him... What's she calling him?
The ex-wife's name.
Stop calling it the ex-wife's name. It's not that. Or you just ignore it and let it get on with it.
I think I would approach this differently. If this correspondent wrote that the Nan, look at me, the grandmother is 89. Mm-hmm. She might be using the wrong name by accident.
Yeah,
okay? If it is, that's something I'm afraid you're just going to have to suck it up. Okay? Yeah. If she's doing it on purpose, then I would then have a quiet word.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Just with them. Next one. Am I being unrealistic in wanting 3 hours minimum for a good sex session?
Yes. Bloody hell. Who's got 3 hours to do it? For these people that have jobs.
The dishwasher's finished in quicker time.
Oh, no. Well, it takes an hour and a half for me to put a wash on. 3 hours.
No, you've got far too much time on your hand. Are they a student, perhaps?
Oh, 3 hours. Yeah, but even as a student.
Are they a student doing like an arts-based degree?
Yeah. What's your advice?
My advice would be, that is unrealistic. I don't think that is anywhere even close to the average duration of sex, particularly for heterosexuals.
Okay. Why is heterosexual?
Well, it's a bit quicker, isn't it?
Is it?
Mm.
Is it?
I think so. I think for the LGBTQ espialidocious community, it's all a bit... It's longer. There are other things to do. Shall we just crash on?
Yeah, let's have some more.
Help! I'm falling in love with a Spanish boy who moves back in a year, but we have great sex.
Oh.
What should I do? Move to Spain.
Go to Spain. Go to Spain for a year. I always say, one day I'm going to retire and move to Spain. And...
Fingers crossed it soon.
Oh, great. Well, then. Have fun doing the podcast with them.
No, stay, please.
go to Spain. Think of it. You'll have the sun, you'll have the sea, and you'll have the sex.
And so, sangria.
Sangria. So go to try it. If it don't work out, at least you tried it. And you're having great hanky-panky.
Oh,
God, I feel ill. Hanky-panky. What are we, a Carry-On film?
Reading a great book about the Carry-On series at the moment.
Oh, are you reading that? About how it's...
Yeah, people say it's Caroline Frost.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. Next question. This is from Alex. Oh, we've got a name. Alex, boy or girl, I don't know, has put here as the message, by the way, love the podcast. Jordan, my mum fancies you. In fact, so do I.
Honesty.
Intergenerational.
Wow.
You could be shared.
Is that not weird, you and your mum fancying the same person?
Yeah. The moment my mother goes, oh, Shawn Mendes, he's fit, it's him off the list.
Darling, I seen a singer on the television box the other day, darling. He was called Shawn Mendes. Mendes, darling. He is so handsome, darling. I really, really, really like you. Yeah, I think that's a bit... I don't know.
I think it's a bit weird.
Is it?
Yeah. It would kill the vibe.
What was their question?
Their question was, Dear William Jordan, brackets and PB.
PB.
I highly suspect my mate and his wife are swingers. They have invited my boyfriend and me to stay with them for a weekend, and while we would absolutely love to go, neither of us are particularly interested in throwing our keys into the bowl, so to speak.
These are just some of the questions we get, by the way.
How do we accept the invitation, brackets not invite, well done, but make it clear... Our holds are not open for business. Any advice appreciated. Lots of love, Alex.
I think it's, if you go along, and then I think it's just when that opportunity goes, you just do a very awkward, but, oh no, that's not us, we're not into that. Thanks, but no thanks. What would your advice be? It's a simple...
Yeah, keep it
oh,
short.
Oh, no, no. And I don't think... Hiya.
Hello.
Can I
introduce
you to Jackie?
Yes.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello, Jackie.
I'm doing
hey, well, we're good, thank you.
Hello,
Jordan, hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, hi. Nice you. Okay, I'll come and say hello.
It's all right, comfortable, it's fine. Hello.
Nice to
how
meet
are
you.
We have an automatic call out to the fire brigade, so if the fire alarm goes off for any reason, they're coming and okay. We'll want the building clear. And right. Obviously, when you head out, the bar manager goes that way as well, so they will bring you back in.
Right.
When it's safe to do so.
If the fire brigade comes, we'll make sure William's not hanging around here then.
I'll be in front of you, don't worry.
Being inappropriate. Great. Oh, thank you. Jackie. Everyone's been so nice so far.
There's already a queue.
Oh, is there
a
queue?
There is a queue.
Oh, they're keen.
Yeah, they're very
keen. Because it's unreserved seating, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, great.
They're already at the front. Waiting for you.
Marvellous. Lovely.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you, Jackie.
Sorry about that, Gene Divas. We're just getting our fire brief in there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
If anything else is flaming on stage tonight.
Where was what was the last one we were doing?
I can't remember, but let's do one final question.
Okay, let's do one final question.
If you're getting married and one of your friends has blocked the bride on every social media platform and won't talk to her, do you invite them to the wedding?
No.
No, of course you don't.
God, no.
Why would they even want to come?
Yeah, I agree.
You should be grateful that there are some people that you can save some money on. Well, there we go. Those are a sample of some of the questions that we have had so far on this leg of the tour.
And just to let you know, next Friday, that's the 1st of July, we are going to be in Nottingham. So if you're near the Nottingham East Midlands area, do come and see us. There's a final few tickets still available. On Saturday, the 2nd of July, we're going to be in Leeds. So if you're in West Yorkshire or even East Yorkshire, North Yorkshire, South Yorkshire, come and see us in Leeds and...
Or Devon. It's fine. It's nice. Definite, you can have a nice little
and
trek.
On Sunday, the 3rd of July, we are in Newcastle. So I think there's a few tickets available. Not many, but there's a few tickets available in Newcastle as well. So
indeed.
Come and see us. Thank you very much, Mr. William Hanson.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jordan North.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.